If you've been listening to this podcast for the past few years, I'm sure you've heard me talk at length about how a chiropractic adjustment isn't a good form of treatment and doesn't do much of anything to help fix an injury, which is coming from someone that has a doctorate in chiropractic. It has been my long-standing belief that the key component to address in any injury or pain presentation is the soft tissue, which holds the key to significant improvements in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. I am not shy about stating that absolute truth to anyone who wants to listen, and sometimes even those who don't want to listen. I often get called a non-believer by chiropractors and someone who was failed by their school when I question them on why they only address the bones but not the soft tissue. Recently, I got an email about chiropractors in Florida pushing to allow myofascial release to be performed by non-doctors in their clinics, which is a code word for massage therapists doing the important work. In this episode, I share my thoughts on why it's counterproductive to work in a chiropractic office if you are a massage therapist doing great work, in helping you see that working there or working with a chiropractor is a giant waste of time and costing you lots of money. I hope you enjoy the show and get some new perspectives. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution, where we teach overworked massage therapists a new treatment system that will allow you to cut your treatment times by at least 50% so you can stay healthy, avoid that dreaded burnout, and help a hell of a lot more people get out of pain for good. If you're new to the show and you don't know who I am, my name is Dr. Matt Maggio. I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert, specifically for neck, shoulder, sciatica, and hip pain. My focus is on diagnosing and treating adhesion, also known as scar tissue, and reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. Thanks so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Let's get right into it. Chiropractors proving how important soft tissue treatments are, but they don't want to do it themselves. So I originally was in Florida practicing from 2012 to 2020. I'm still on the email list for some of the chiropractic association, whatever they send out. And I saw this email a couple weeks ago talking about how chiropractors were really pushing to allow non-doctors in their clinics to be able to do like advanced soft tissue work, you know, specifically myofascial release. You know, myofascial release, I think, is kind of like a generic term, but I think anyone that's doing more advanced tissue work is doing something a little bit better than just like the standard massage or just body work. It's better. There's some components of it that I don't agree with, but overall, it's doing good work. So they were really pushing to allow these advanced treatment methods to be allowed to be performed by non-doctors in their clinic. Basically, what they're saying is that they know it's important, but they don't want to actually be bothered doing it themselves. You know, back when I was in practice, you know, I've shared my story a lot about how I went to chiropractic school halfway through. I started questioning everything. I'm like, hey, we keep putting the bone back in place, but the tissue is what holds it in place. Why don't we address that? Teacher told me I was crazy, didn't believe in the healing powers of chiropractic. I should probably drop out. I was already halfway through, did all that, finished school, only did soft tissue work and realized it was a lot better. Even when I got in practice, I would get chiropractors all the time that were injured would come into me and I'd fix their problem with just strictly soft tissue work. And they do a lot better. And I'd be like, hey, you should learn this as well. They're like, you know, I don't really want to do that. It just seems like a lot of work. I'm like, what the fuck? It blew my mind, but that's the thing. You know, there's a lot of mediocre people out there doing mediocre work. And a lot of times people just get stuck in the mundane, just doing the same thing every day and they don't want to change. They don't want to get out of that discomfort and actually challenge themselves. But I kind of think you're a lousy provider if you don't want to do that, especially if you know it's something that can actually help your patient or your client, but you continue to do more work. So what I took from this email was what I've already been saying, why I created the soft tissue treatment revolution in the first place. Of course, soft tissue treatments are the best form and why I really only do that in my own clinic. And this is coming from someone that spent $150,000 on a chiropractic degree and has not done a manipulation in practice in over 12 years. Shit, I'm going on 12 years in practice, getting old. So there's this other myth of working for a chiro. You know, I was talking with someone the other day, a massage therapist that was enrolling in one of our training programs, and they really wanted to be able to work in a chiropractic office. they thought that the two types of treatment really complemented each other, you know, like get the adjustment and the soft tissue work. And I kind of laughed, I kind of giggled, you know, I'm getting better at like not being so blunt, but sometimes I am. I'm like, well, why not just skip the adjustment altogether and just do the soft tissue work and not even bother being there, because you're doing all the good work. You know, I have so many people that have reached out to me that are working for a chiropractor, and they say, hey, you know, I get these clients or patients that come in and they really just want to do the massage or the soft tissue work. They really don't want to do the adjustment, but they're afraid to like say something to the doctor because it's going to make them mad. And then the doctors get pissed and think they're fucking great. They ain't great. Trust me. They're not. They went to school. School's not that hard to get through. You just got to pass some tests and, you know, focus. It's not that hard. I got through, and I'm someone that doesn't even do adjustments, and I still got through. It's not that hard. And just because someone has a doctorate in front of their name does not make them any better. Results are what rule. Results rule, period. You know, so I was coaching someone and mentoring them a few months back, and they were working part-time in their own practice and then part-time in a chiropractic office, and they hated it in the chiropractic office. You know, there was like six other massage therapists. The doctor who was running it was a huge dick, always talked down to everybody, thought he was doing everyone a favor and they should be so great to just be in their presence because they're the fucking greatest because they're a doctor. Like all that stupid ego shit that didn't matter. They really weren't getting paid that much. Yeah, they were getting like clients on the regular and they didn't have to like go out and market and do that. So like it feels safe, it feels secure. But we broke it down and we started looking at it instead of like emotionally, we started looking at it factually. You know, a lot of us, and I've done this myself in the past, is we make a lot of decisions, you know, solely on how it makes us feel and emotionally. So we broke it down. So this person was charging $80 a session in their own private practice. And then they were working for the chiropractor and they were doing an hour session there. And the chiropractor was charging the same, $84 a session, but the chiropractor was taking 50% off the top. So now this person who was working for the chiropractor, they were now getting $40 an hour. So when we broke it down, I said, you're actually losing money working for the chiropractor. You're actually paying them to work, because if you were in your own private practice, you'd be getting that full $80, but no, you're doing that. So what happens is you get into that scarcity mindset. You're like, well, it's just comfortable and I don't have to worry about marketing and the clients just come and all this other stuff. But you know what? It's usually a toxic work environment. Usually the chiropractor is a dick. Usually the clients don't want to listen. They're not really loyal to anything that you do. You feel like you're really just going through the motions. And even in some situations, you have the chiro telling you what to work on and what to do, even though they don't have a damn clue about what is going on. Here's the thing, the end of the day, you make them, the doctor, look better. And honestly, they don't give a shit about you. You're just replaceable for another person. They're going to plug somebody else in that's willing to work for cheaper, for longer. They might act like they care about you, but they don't. They're taking 50% of what you do. And what are they actually like bringing to that equation? Y'all, they have the client that comes in. You're doing the better work. You're helping them. You're fixing them. The soft tissue work is what they need. And you're paying them to fucking work there. Think about that for a second. I understand you want to be safe. I understand you want to be comfortable. But the thing is, when you get safe and comfortable, you get mediocre and you go through the motions and you fucking hate it. I understand it's tough to go out there and start a business and learn and grow and market and sell. But you know what? It's all yours. It's all the things you can do. And you have a true thing that you can build that's just protected from anything. That chiropractor can get pissed one day and tell you to fuck off. I had someone where they questioned the chiropractor and what they were doing because the client was actually having a problem and they ended up firing them for even questioning them. That's fucked up. But that shit happens way more often than you think it should. So what to do instead? You know, a lot of people come to me and they're like, you know, I want to make more money. I want to work less. I want to solve problems. I want to help people, but I'm scared. I have a business. I don't have a business yet. I have a family that I need to take care of. I can't just up and quit right away. You know, a lot of people that reach out to me, they're kind of on the fence. You know, they might be working part-time with the chiro and then part-time in their own practice. But here's the thing. When you're not spreading it, when your focus is spread out and you're not really able to focus on one thing or the other thing won't grow. So slowly get out of there. You know, start your own thing. it's really not as expensive as you think. You can go rent a room from somebody for a couple hundred bucks a month and just start to build that up. Start building that up. Have 2 or 3 days where you're just focused in that clinic. Continue to work at the chiropractor, but then start to replace it each day at a time as you go in. And then before you know it, you work the job that you hate to get the job that you truly love. Because, you know, a lot of people, I always teach them, they want to work smarter, not harder. But in the short term, in order to work smarter, you have to work harder for a little bit. And I don't want you to be inferior to these people. They say it. They say it out loud. They say the truth out loud. The soft tissue work is what people need, but they don't want to do it themselves because they're fucking lazy. They don't want to devote the skills and they want to exploit your labor. So I hope this got through to somebody. If you're on the fence, you know, you're working in a shitty situation and you think it's a good situation because you're like, oh, we work hand in hand. It's a multidisciplinary clinic. It's not. Your shit is better. It's way better. And this is coming from somebody that understands what the adjustment is and what it does and doesn't do, and also understands the true amazing healing powers of quality soft tissue work. That's all I got for you guys this week. As we close every podcast, go out there and be great this week. The world truly needs access to your amazing soft tissue-based treatments so they can stay the hell away from pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse and definitely ruin people's lives. I appreciate you listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, The Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.